And let's focus on the energy of gratitude. What are the things that you are grateful for in this moment? There are so many things when we start to look for all the myriad of things that we can be grateful for. Feel that appreciation and that sense of gratitude just sort of flood through your entire body. And if we can extend that feeling now to go out beyond our body into the field around us, there's a wave of gratitude that goes all across the planet. For your gratitude experience is not one that just stays with you. It's one that can create cascading effects around you. Have you ever noticed the changes it may elicit when you tell someone you are so grateful for them, so grateful for the gift they give you, so grateful for the company of their friendship? So gratitude almost has this catalytic energy within you and around you. And it gives us great gratitude now to invite the one known as Kryon to come forward with another message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I would like to talk about the magic healer within. Is it possible that in your body there is something that isn't really acknowledged for what it is? Something that many people know about, something that is called different things in many cultures because it is known about, but something that perhaps you had no idea of the power of. What if there was something inside your body that listens and is the trigger for massive healing and balance, things that you don't really understand? What if this body of yours has always been ready to go the next step to create the elimination of disease, awakening from comas, all manner of things seeming like magic, seeming even like spontaneous remission? No one seems to understand that either. What if it were all explainable by something you already have and that is there, that you don't have to work for, that you were born with? In the culture of my partner, it is called innate. Again, this is something that has been seen through the ages as the smart body. Now, up to now, dear ones, the smart body has played a very important role for healers, but it's not the role it was designed for. The role that it has played through humanity up to this place is the smart body is something where you ask questions to. Yes and no. Is the disease here? Is it there? Some are using pendulums. Some are using tapping and touching. Kinesiology, muscle testing, is the avenue to asking innate questions about the body. So you see, this is well known. But now I'm going to give you an example of how poorly you understand it. I would like to invite you to a scenario, a make-believe scenario, where you have many, many music lovers in an auditorium, and they can hardly wait to meet the maestro, perhaps one of the best violin players in the world. And he comes out on stage, and there it is, his Stradivarius is with him. The Stradivarius, he doesn't even own it. It's been passed down to maestros through the ages. And that's the way it works often. And there he is, and there is the audience, and then it begins. An interview. How does it feel, maestro, to play that Stradivarius? And the maestro will say, this is how it's done. This is what the fingerboard feels like. And then wait until I put the torque mute on it. All of these things. And the musicians and the audience, they swoon. And they say, this is beautiful. Tell us more. Tell us more. And then the interview is over. Everybody's go home. And the maestro walks off the stage. Wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture? He never played the tune, did he? The maestro was only a maestro of knowledge holding the violin, telling everybody how it felt to hold it, maybe even how it felt to press those beautiful points on the instrument that made it sing. But you never heard it at all. This is what you're doing with the innate. The innate was designed for signals. The closest thing that this society of yours and culture really has had that is accepted is homeopathy. Homeopathy is a signal to the innate to perform. And it does. And this is such a common thing. You now understand certain homeopathy remedies are even sold in drugstores, where you would then get drugs, and oh, by the way, there's a homeopathy counter. And it works. Those who believe in homeopathy and develop the essences know full well. There are some other things that work, other essences, for instance, flower essences, that trigger the innate. In other words, the innate is waiting for you to give it certain kinds of signals for it to then perform healing. That's what it does best. It's the balancing agent of the body. It's the maestro. And so far, most of you have only asked it questions. It's designed for healing. One of the things that I want to tell you is what I have channeled lately. In a live session, in front of a group that was there to celebrate a very famous physician in India, Dr. Narang. Here is a medical doctor who had figured out the ways to trigger innate. And in the system that he had, there were things called marma points. And these were points that you press on your body in a certain sequence, a certain number of times. And in the process of doing that, you trigger innate. The kinds of things that it will do so well and automatically, the first one is, I will tell you, is what my partner experienced. He had high blood pressure at one time. He does not now. And when he did, he tried the marma points. And when he did those points, he got an instant drop within 10 minutes of his blood pressure, 30 points. He recorded it and tracked it on an application he had on his phone and showed it to those who were interested. So it was a provable thing that he did and showed. No drugs, no substances, just a few marma points. Now let's analyze that for a moment, as I did in the live channel. Blood pressure is created by many complex things in your body. It's not just a switch that you go in and it says high, medium, and low. You don't have a switch that you throw to make these things happen. And yet, the marma points were almost as though that had happened. It triggered that which is your innate, the smart body, to go through a complex series of whatever the body does in order to lower the pressure. And it did. It didn't just work one time, it worked every time. These are the kinds of things, dear ones, that you're not being shown. You're not being, trained in medical school. How do you then use this magic of the innate? How is it that you can talk to it, you might say, so that it will then perform the tasks that it was designed for? You have a body that was designed to live many, many more years than your average lifespan, sometimes up to double, sometimes even more. The design is there because you rejuvenate. And the rejuvenation, as you know, isn't perfect. There is a less than rejuvenation cellular structure that replaces one that perhaps was aging or damaged. And this is why human beings age the way they do. What if innate is not being told to keep you young? Have you ever thought of that? That is exactly what it is. Those who have studied the channelings of Kryon from the beginning have heard me say things. Talk to your cells. Talk to your innate. And the reason I have said that is because innate is connected to certain kinds of things. One of them, the best one, the most powerful one, and the one that is starting to occur more and more as something viable, is called consciousness. Innate is also connected to something that is innately human, and that is the divine source inside you, which is love. That is why you can talk to the innate in gratitude and give that which is praise, you might say, to the things that are wonderful in your life. And innate starts to hear you do that, and suddenly there's peace in your heart. That's innate. That's not some angel that stands over you and does things when you're good or when you're celebrating. That's innate. All of this is built into your body. Now the revelation, the green mist. The green mist, live and in video form, is designed to trigger your innate. There's where the healing is, dear ones. It is designed for you to visualize to innate how you are feeling, what's going on, what you're expecting. It's a way of talking to yourselves, and the results are being seen on this particular program. This is new information, dear ones, and yet it's ancient information. I'm going to invite all of you to start talking to innate. Congratulate it. Ask it to balance certain things in your body. Consider it the friend who came with you. That's more than you think. That's why we call it magic, because it does things that are outside of what you would expect in medicine, that you might expect instead with that which is divine inside. I would not tell you these things, dear ones, if they were not so. I am crying in love with all of you. And so it is.